There's plenty of positive news to report from the airport, but before we get into that, there's also a piece of less than good news. Aviation Director Chris Curry had been hoping this week to announce new air service from Elite Airways. Called the Legislative Express, Curry says that would have meant more flights to Vero Beach and Sarasota during the lawmaking session.
The conversation is not over. However, they have had some delays throughout their entire network. It was certainly our goal to get them started prior to the legislative session. Now we may need to reconsider many different things about the service.
Okay, you may be wondering, but what about the city's long campaign to attract discount carrier JetBlue to Tallahassee's airport? We'll tell you the latest on that in a moment, but first, Curry says even without new airlines or more flights, the airport's business is up.
When you compare October-November 2016 numbers to October-November 2015, we're up more than 10% or about 12,000 passengers.
Why is that so? Curry thinks the perception may be slowly changing that Tallahassee's airport is just too expensive to fly out of.
With all the things that have been happening, terminal improvements, transition from regional to international, the airlines have upgauged some of the equipment from smaller aircraft to larger, that when people look at Tallahassee Airport, they do find that some prices are reasonable.
And the terminal improvements continue. They include rebuilding the former Sam Adams Bar into a comfortable waiting lounge.
So this is going to be like a customer waiting area. So we're going to have comfortable seats, chairs,
the concourse
tables,
seating is getting an upgrade.
These benches will go. We've started looking at some new designs.
And then there's the expansion of the security screening area to add an express line for pre-screen passengers.
They're going to go through, complete this portion of the project, about 4 months.
Okay, now for the really big question. What about Tallahassee's efforts to bring JetBlue to town?
We've been told that we should get an answer by the end of March.
Should that answer be yes, what impact might that have on the airport and its future?
I don't think that it really affects a lot of the existing carriers that we have because their customers are loyal to their brand. But I think now we would bring in a lot of new customers. I think our boundary would stretch well beyond sort of the 90-mile radius that we draw around the airport. So I think it's a welcome addition if we can get them.
Curry says he's keeping up the pressure. Next week, he'll be a passenger out of his own airport as he flies to Las Vegas. There, he'll meet with representatives from six airlines, including JetBlue, telling them all that Tallahassee is a wonderful place for them to land. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.